I noticed that the post that you made earlier about the electrodes and anodes have some kind of correlation.
To
that
what?
Does that specific post have any correlation to how we view television today? Like, in terms of the tube TV, now we use LCD TVs. Does that change in any way?
Yes. Yeah, the TV that McLuhan's describing in the 50s does not relate to the TV within the chip body today. No, yeah, that does not apply. But what's important about that quote, which is a really good key McLuhan quote, is the metaphor of the metaphor. Metaphor itself is expressed in the interplay of the cathode, the anode, and the grid in the electronic vacuum tube. See, that's very profound. An example of McLuhan taking a machine or an instrumental object and relating it to literary concerns and perception.
Okay.
So that's a very deep thing to understand. So even though it's obsolete technology, doesn't matter, it gives you a clue of the metaphorical part of McLuhan. And metaphor is not an abstract sign. It is your perceptual life is metaphoric. The interaction with me now on the phone has a metaphoric quality to it.
Okay.
It's
Cibola. Cibola? Yeah, we don't know what that means, but let's just say yes. Just say yes to Ion. We can move on. Okay, yes, that's right.
Okay.
Metaphorically, Ion. Now look, when we talk about perception being metaphorical, that's the old Christian thing. You're in the world, but not of it. What Ion says, don't believe your lying eyes. What you see is only one part of your sensory makeup, your whole physical makeup. So therefore, different senses as parts of the whole makeup are metaphorical. They're not the whole process. See? So that's how you what we mean by metaphor. It's a percept. Perception is involved in metaphor. Not like that apple is like Osborne on Wednesday. You know, that's just a sign. We don't mean that usually.